Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can find lots of things there, including the body of work that Rob Jollis has deposited with us on salesmanship and other important topics over the last several years, many years that he's been a member of our Brain Trust. And don't forget, you can subscribe to my free newsletter. Take our poll question. Every week we ask a different question. We want to know what you think. So that's all at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And Rob is with us. He's the author of the Customer-Centered Selling book, which is out now in second edition. It's outstanding, and all the other things that he does. Rob, give us your website and tell us how we can find your books.
www.jolles.com. Actually, you can get them at the bookstores and at all the online places. But you can even get them at my website, and I'll sign it for you if you put something in there you want me to write.
He'll do that, so, folks, because I've got some of those myself. Hey, Rob, we were talking in the previous segment about listening, but before you can listen to a customer, you have to get them to let you be there to do that. How do we make that happen?
Well, it's interesting. You know, I listened to you talk about your newsletter, and, you know, you have your approach, which I really admire. I think, you know, from the outside looking in, this is your way of saying, I'm going to stay, I'm going to always let you know, my clients, that I'm here, that I'm, and that you can count on me for information. And I'm going to just drop in very subtly and let you know that from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
You can listen to my radio show and do that, too. Well, I don't have the radio show. So for me, I found and sort of discovered about a year ago that it is interesting to sort of to create a mechanism to let your clients know you're there and you're thinking and you're trying to help them. So I toiled a little bit. I looked at blogs, but I don't know. Do you keep a blog, Jim?
We do. I blog and it's just another outlet. It's another source of
How do you blog? How often do you blog?
I would say, you know, a couple times a week, something like that.
Yeah. I looked at blogging and I thought, because I knew I was going to be sending this to clients, that one of the things that concerned me was, can I provide value in this blog every time they hear my voice?
Right.
And I got a little nervous about it. And then I looked at, well, maybe I'll write articles. Can I get my audience to invest in an article every time I send it to them?
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was, and I went to LegalZoom to trademark this, I created something that is a hybrid. I call it a blarticle.
A blarticle.
It's part blog and part article. And,
yeah.
And, you know, the difference from it from a blog
some,
is
some of my posts are blarticles, yeah.
Exactly. You know when you got a blarticle, Jim, because you finish and you go, I didn't just tell people I went to New York yesterday. I told them something that I think would help them in their lives or business that I learned from going to New York yesterday. And you can't do that every other day.
It's,
you know, life isn't that rich. But but I maintain this blarticle. I send it out once a week. I believe on my one-year anniversary.
And thank you for sending me your copy. I get it every week.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you, and I appreciate that you're a reader. But what it's done is, A, it's given me as a writer an outlet, but B, it's allowed me, just like what we're talking about now, every now and then it hits home with a different client who says, you know, I read this week's, and that really reminded me of blank, and what are we doing? All of a sudden, I'm reconnecting with my client.
And you're a wordsmith. You're a word merchant, Bob. I'm a word merchant. So it's nothing for you and me to crank out 500 words or whatever on a topic once a week. The average person out there, you know, probably could do it. They just don't think they can because they're not used to doing it the way you and I are. But even if they just wrote 150 words or just two paragraphs on their thoughts on this or that, And sent that out to their customers, you never know. I mean, you know, in any given day, 90% of them are going to say, okay, that's nice. And 10% are going to say, that's exactly what I needed today. And it rotates. It rolls, right? I mean, it rotates. Next week, it'll be another 10%. But the thing, but what you're talking about is staying connected without being abusive.
That's exactly what I'm saying. And there are programs out there. I use one. You use one. That allow us to simply let our client know that this is there that week. That's it. You can. I like to put about two sentences to give them a head start because, as you know, Jim, when you build that audience, not every topic is going to be fascinating to everyone. So we give them just enough of a teaser to say, if this looks interesting to you, hit the link. If
right.
it doesn't, I'll see you next week.
Right.
And I think that's a nice way, without abusing anything, to be in front of the client. I want to give you one more number, and I think you're going to like this. I'm telling you that 20%, I would guess close to 20% of the seminars I've delivered in 2011 in a very tough year have come as a direct result of this particular technique.
Wow.
20%.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Plus, it's given me a tremendous outlet. But so we throw it out there to you to say, you know, and you know, you can go and look at Jim's, or you can come to my site, which is www.jolles.com/blog, and take a look at them, and then model one for yourself. But what I love about being on your show, Jim, is that it's almost like a blarticle. We're not just talking. We're trying to throw out ideas for your clients mm-hmm. that might help. And this is a classic.
And you can do the same with your customers, folks. Just spin it your own way. Put it together your own way. But the idea is not how you do it or what you say. It's the fact that you stay connected with customers. That's the thing. And it'll pay off, as Rob just said. You heard his own performance numbers
20%.
There. Hey, Rob, thanks for being here. We like that. We like those numbers. Rob Jolles, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. That's Jolles, JOLLES.com. Check it out, folks. Subscribe to his blarticle. I like that word. Quick break. Stay with me. 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.